This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Hurricane Lily let Louisiana off easy. The storm that forecasters said had the potential to be the worst in the state's history weakened the closer it got to the coast. It brought 90-mile-per-hour winds, but nothing like the power expected when it was approaching Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane. No fatalities have been reported along the Gulf Coast, and flooding is much less extensive than feared. But Lily's winds inflicted significant damage throughout the central part of the state. From Lafayette, Louisiana, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It was a day that began with fear and concern. As a Category 4 hurricane, Lily packed winds over 140 miles per hour, and forecasters predicted a storm surge that could flood 25 miles inland. At the Cajun Corner Diner in Lafayette, Barbara Pigoreau compared it with another Category 4 storm, Hurricane Audrey, which claimed 400 lives when it hit Louisiana in 1957. Pigoreau was just 6 years old, but she remembers.
Flood, trees, and it's just terrible. Thank God we have our lives. You know, that's the main thing, and a lot of praying we did. You know, I was young, and everybody stuck together.
Louisianans stuck together once again as they waited for Hurricane Lily. Nearly a million people were ordered evacuated from Louisiana and Texas. Forecasters expected the hurricane to become more powerful as it traveled over the warm Gulf. But by mid-morning Thursday, when the storm struck land, Lily had weakened. It brought 4 to 8 inches of rain and some flooding to low-lying areas. The storm surge on Lake Pontchartrain flooded 3 subdivisions in New Orleans. In the town of Montague, water overtopped a levee, flooding most of the town of 4,000 people. But the storm's main weapon was its wind. By late afternoon, after Lily passed through, it was clear that the most numerous casualties were trees. Hundreds of thousands of trees across the state were downed by the high winds. David Tate was working with his neighbor trying to clear a massive tree blocking Route 182 near New Iberia.
It's the bane of all hurricanes. It's called a water oak. And you can see what happens to them. They split real easily. And when Andrew hit, we had the same thing. You know, they fell across the road, and we had to kind of cut our way up and down the highway.
As they came down, the trees crushed cars and houses and downed power lines. Although utility crews worked hard, by last night, hundreds of thousands of people were still without power. The disruption caused by the power outages led schools throughout the region to cancel classes again today. It also forced Louisiana's Secretary of State to postpone this Saturday's primary in 9 parishes hit hard by the storm. The high winds also forced oil and gas companies to shut down their offshore drilling rigs and evacuate their workers. Ron Malacott and Ray Skinner work on rigs for Global Santa Fe. They were part of a large crew that spent Wednesday and Thursday night in Lafayette, about 150 miles from their rigs.
They've evacuated at least, what do you say, Ray, 4 rigs?
Here?
At least?
I imagine about six, seven rigs here.
And, you know, each rig has approximately 50 to 100 people.
Local, state, and federal officials are just beginning to assess the damage caused by Hurricane Lily. Along with the lost oil and gas production, another concern is agriculture, especially sugarcane, much of which was flattened by Isidore a week ago. Louisiana's agriculture commissioner said this week any more damage could wipe out much of the crop. Even though it turned out to be much less powerful than anticipated, Hurricane Lily will be costly. Authorities say Isidore, though just a tropical storm, inflicted $100 million of damage. Yesterday, President Bush designated the entire state as a disaster area, eligible for low-income federal loans. For 12 Louisiana parishes hit hard, first by Isidore and now by Lily, it was the second disaster declaration in 2 weeks. Greg Allen, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Several tornadoes also spun out of Lily yesterday, at least 5 of them passing through New Orleans and southeastern parishes. Like the hurricane, the tornadoes caused little damage. Lily's tornadoes also swept through Mississippi, at least 6 of them touching down along the southwest coast. Areas of the state still reeling from last week's tropical storm Isidore faced fresh floodwaters. After a mandatory evacuation prompted by Lily, Mississippi residents were allowed to return to their homes along roads that were washed out by the rains.